This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Excitement personified here. Doug Steffen presenting another good day, good hour of conversation with the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen will be talking about your hearing in a few minutes. Hey, what's that? Huh? Who? Huh? Turn it up. Baby, this two-year-old girl from Cleveland who died after mother discharged a gun. That's all I want to say about that. Guns and where they are and how they're used. The irresponsibility of people that have them. Guns are okay if you have people who are responsible. How somebody leaves a gun on a table, it discharges and kills a two-year-old baby. I'm sorry, not acceptable. In my atmosphere. Anybody got an idea as to why Netflix wants to buy its own movie theaters? They're looking around. They want to buy a chain of movie theaters.
Genius.
Why? Yeah. Well, okay. Why? Because they don't have enough stuff on their own that they're producing, unless they put their TV thing. Are you suggesting? Are you thinking that they want to purvey all the stuff that they have in their catalog and make it available? Can you go into a movie theater and just select your own? Why would you want to do that? You can do that at home.
They make their own movies. They produce their own movies.
How many do they make?
Well, they're making more and more. But the problem is, if you're not a Netflix subscriber, then those movies, unlike Manchester by the Sea, which was produced by Amazon, that made it into wide distribution.
Yeah. They're producing other movies, Amazon.
Yeah, but Netflix wants to get in on that game, too. Mm-hmm. Netflix is creating really great content, so it's not surprising that they want to get into the movie business where, if you look at how TV awards go, like the Emmys and Golden Globes, so many of those, they're not even networks anymore that win those awards. They're all Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and things like that. So for movies, it'll probably just be going the same way.
So would there be a different, this would be good for the movie business in a manner of speaking, I suppose, more choices.
Well, it'll be good for Netflix's movie business. Yeah. Right. They're only going to show Netflix movies, so.
Yeah.
Well. But I'm sure they would probably have something to make it, and I haven't read anything about this, but I would just assume that they'll probably make the movie-going experience a lot cooler than what it is now. Probably better food, maybe cocktails, things like that. I'm sure.
So much money, though, because they're going to have to hire big stars to go into their Netflix movies.
Yeah.
They're going to have to spend big money to get people to go, because I don't know that I would, if I had the opportunity to go see the Avengers or something Netflix is showing, they'd really have to start competing with the movie companies. I know there's been a few one-off success stories, but you'd have to do consistent competition.
What an amazing American story, though, when you really get down to brass tacks. It's like Amazon. Amazon got started, people say, I wouldn't buy that stock, company is worthless. Look at where it's gone, where it's going. And so is Netflix from that same category, or does sooner or later Amazon buy up all the theaters and become, the main place to go? It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Amazon can get into any business it wants to. It has so much cash. And Netflix, at this point, they must have a lot of cash as well.
Well, they just raised $1.9 billion in financing. So it's the biggest round of financing they've ever had. And so they also say that they're going to spend $8 billion on content this year. So that's why that's a lot of movies, and big stars will be attached to that. Yeah. So, with that kind of money. So
speaking of big stars, Dwayne Johnson and his albino gorilla were number two at the box office this weekend. But number one with him is his new daughter. He and his girlfriend have welcomed their second child, a small girl. Is her name Tiana? Is that it? Tiana Gia Johnson. Wow. That's kind of an interesting name, isn't that? That's a very melodic name. Tiana Gia Johnson. So he's, I think, His mother, doesn't he have a good relationship with his mother? He loves his mother. I think there's been kind of like Elvis's thing with his mother. I think I see a lot, or I've heard a lot about him.
He makes reference a lot to being raised by a strong woman, and he, right. you know, having a lot of strong women around him, things yeah. like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I love this picture of him, though, with the baby, because he is so gigantic, and this baby yeah. is so tiny, like, it doesn't even look like they're both the same species. Like, he's not even human.
You're going to love rolling in Daddy's pickup truck.
You know another cute story that I saw about him? So apparently a girl, and now, you know, the big promposals are all this, you know, the rage now, so high schoolers yeah. will ask, like, celebrities if they want to go to prom with them. So some girl dressed up in this iconic outfit that he wore in the 80s where he's got, like, a black turtleneck and a gold chain and a gold fanny pack
and
on.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, and so this girl dressed up like him and then sent him a YouTube video asking him to go with her. And he said no, but he, you know, because he's always kind of the biggest fan of himself and he's great at advertising himself. So he rented out an entire theater for, like, 230 people for his new movie, Rampage, and paid for all of her and her friends and classmates to go, and also paid for snacks and all of them. So that was pretty cute.
That's cute. Oh,
yeah, that is cute. I think he's quite special, frankly, in lots of different ways. Look at what he's made of himself and how he's promoted. He may be his biggest fan, and that's okay. That's a good way to be successful, frankly. But he's a very nice, genuine guy. My contact with him was nothing but superb, frankly. I thought he was really something special.
And the great thing about these wrestlers is that they don't take themselves too seriously.
you
know, that's a really good thing. The Rock, yeah. John Cena, they all have this likable quality, and I really do think that comes from where they were born, you know, what mm-hmm. where their talent was bred.
Where they're coming from.
Yeah. They work so hard, too. When you look at totally. Behind the scenes of the struggle, even that movie, The Wrestler, that was really eye-opening when I saw, like, the life that they live just to get a little bit of fame, and when they make it yeah. all the way to the top, like John Cena or The Rock. I think they're just humbled by where they've come from and the struggle to get to that place. And they also know how important the fans are.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, it really does. The fans dictate whether or not they're successful. But, you know, it makes me nuts when people say, oh, wrestlers, well, that's fake. It's not, they're not real athletes.
I wouldn't want to be in those positions.
You're banged around a lot, for sure.
Yeah, 250 days out of the year and throw yourself off of the top rope a few times, please.
In a few moments, we're going to deal with problems that come from having an inner ear that doesn't function properly. So if you're having a hearing loss focus in your life, you'll want to listen to the next few minutes of the DJV show.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
15 past the hour on the DJV show. As you know, if you listen to this program with any regularity, I like to present opportunities for us to look at a problem and figure out how to solve it. So we have somebody who has a problem and somebody who's going to help him solve the problem. Dr. Eric Branda is an audiologist and director of product management at Sivantos. They have a big hearing. They've been very creative when it comes to advanced hearing solutions. And also, Harvey Patterson joins us from Los Angeles. He has had a problem as a NASCAR pit mechanic. Let's start with you, Mr. Patterson. What has been your problem? I'm on a farm. I'm on tractors. I listen to lots of noise, and I'm beginning to think when I look at your story, I better start being careful. When did you first notice you were having hearing problems?
Well, I noticed it was 8 years ago, around that time frame, that when I'd listen to music, I could not make out the lyrics any longer.
Mm-hmm. So you knew there was a problem, And so you sought out some help. Dr. Branda, that's where you come in, apparently. The idea of having... most people think there's a stigma attached to so-called hearing aids. Is that true? Have you found that in your career, that people don't really want to put those clunky things in their ears?
Well, I mean, I think that is very true in that people do think of them as clunky things, where a lot of the technology is driving them towards miniaturization. And I always say that a hearing loss is more obvious than a hearing aid.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. That sums it up very well. This is pretty common among American adults of all ages. I was surprised looking at the stats here. Almost 50 million people have hearing loss just in our country alone. And it's because, I suppose, maybe what Mr. Patterson was exposed to, what I'm exposed to on the farm, listening. I have headsets that I wear 6 hours a day doing this radio program, all of these things. Lots of noise around, right? Is that what really creates the problem?
It can be a number of things. It can be noise-related, so exposure to loud sounds can definitely have an impact on hearing. Also, just as we age, a natural part of aging can be a decrease in hearing. And it's not just that everything gets quiet, but a lot of it's just that clarity and understanding, intelligibility of speech starts to go away.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Patterson, when you first noticed that you had a problem, was it you who thought you had a problem, or your wife or somebody that was close to you? And then what did you explore to try to fix the problem?
It was my grandson. He asked me to attend a track meet that was very important to him, and I missed it because I didn't hear him ask, or I didn't understand that he was asking.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of broke his heart because he came afterwards and said, "Dad, don't you still love me?"
Mm. Wow.
And
that's a warning shot.
That
right
is.
There. Yeah.
The hearing loss seems to affect the ones you love more than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's a point. So, Dr. Branda, if we got a lot of people listening and they maybe are thinking, well, maybe I better check this out. Like, I have a little ringing in my ears from time to time. What do people notice first, and what should they then pay attention to or go to see an ear person about?
Things like ringing, or if you start to notice speech isn't as clear as you remember it or feel it should be, you find yourself saying "what" a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's those times, then it's a good time to bring it up with your physician or go to an audiologist and have your hearing tested. There's nothing wrong with adding that into part of your annual checkup. See, how's my hearing doing? Start tracking that and see if there's any changes or decreases in it. Because there's a lot of good opportunities for help when a hearing loss is diagnosed.
So what are they? What do you advise to people who are listening once they find out they have a problem? What's the fix?
So the typical treatment for hearing loss is a hearing aid. And hearing instrument technology, we do a lot to focus on miniaturization, also improving understanding in background noise. We use things with lithium ion rechargeability. So now it's not even changing batteries all the time, but ease of just putting it into a charger and letting it recharge overnight or in 3 hours. And then also looking at ways to let people hear better on the phone. We'll actually stream to phones directly, so you can take a phone call and hear it directly in the hearing aids, or watch TV and have it stream directly to the instruments. It's all about enjoying communication and making sure you can relate with the ones you love.
Well, it sounds like technology here has advanced a great deal, so it's not as uncomfortable or difficult. So do you notice it, or has it come, Mr. Patterson, is sort of second nature now to you having the aid?
Oh, I don't even know I have them on now, and I wear them for 10, 12 hours a day.
Really?
And I even forget sometimes and get ready to get in bed, and, oh, I left my hearing aids on. I don't even know they're there.
Really?
And most of the people I'm associated with didn't know.
Right. Well, so there's a good sign. Want more information? Go to SIGNIAUSA.com. /your choice. SIGNIAUSA.com/it's your choice. Thank you, gentlemen, for bringing us up to date on great ways of dealing with this problem. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Friday 3 and change past the hour, DJV time. Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I with the theme from the TV show Smallville. Actress Allison Mack, who is from the show, facing federal charges for her involvement in a sex cult. And because apparently she's a risk to flee, is being kept under house arrest. She was arrested Friday. This is spooky. This is weird.
The weirdest story.
Well, I don't know this show, so what's her
Smallville
story?
Was a show on CW. It was Superman. It was his. Oh. It was basically. It was a great show. It was him in high school, essentially. Uh-huh. And
it's been over for years.
Yeah.
Like it's currently on right now.
Yeah. But
so she's not doing anything else. She played a part, Chloe Sullivan, in the show, but she's...
Yeah. I don't know what she's done since, but except for this sex cult. But, you know, it's interesting because Page Six just reported that she apparently tried to lure Emma Watson, famous from the Harry Potter movies and things like that, and Beauty and the Beast, and Kelly Clarkson into this sex cult, claiming that feminist empowerment thing. It was basically, she was luring women in and helping this crazy guy who was the cult leader. They were sex slaves. And
the women are sex slaves.
She was brainwashed, I guess, by this guy, and she was helping recruit these women to become sex slaves.
Yeah, by basically
she was number two.
Yeah, and yeah. They were saying, yeah, like you said, it was some kind of feminist empowerment group, and so they were trying to bring all these women in based on that, and of course it was the complete opposite of that.
Yeah.
Well, 25 past the hour, let's move on to something that's more pleasant in terms of music news. Nile Rodgers says the new Chic album is going to feature Bruno Mars and Debbie Harry. Upcoming album called It's About Time. Noteworthy guest appearances are the group's guitarist and co-founder Rodgers teasing about this. It's the first album for Chic in 25 years. Bruno Mars, Anderson Paak, is that it?
Anderson Paak.
Really? Let's see. I don't know. Ray...
Disclosure is one of them. Disclosure is like there are two brothers who are DJs. They do a lot of, they're kind of like Avicii yesterday, but there's no point in explaining that.
Wow. After that Avicii conversation yesterday, some dude on, was it Facebook or Twitter, sent a note to us suggesting that I should retire because I don't sound relevant because I don't know who Ray BLK is or some of these other. Okay. So that
it's okay if you don't know who Avicii
is. Victoria needs to go because she doesn't know who, come up with any actor who's.
Good one, Dougie. Good one.
Yeah, strong. You got her.
That's what I said, or is that what you're saying?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You don't know who, what's his name is, Victoria.
Yeah,
right. All right, I'll just turn my mic off. You got me.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, anyway, so it's, I think it's cool that Nile Rodgers is using Debbie Harry. He's got Craig David, who's a pop singer. The band Haim is also going to be on this album. So there's a lot of variety. And, of course, Bruno Mars is great.
Meanwhile, back to a name that we all recognize, Michael Jackson. Famous moonwalk shoes up for auction. Those black loafers. He performed his moonwalk for the first time on stage. Going up for auction there. Florsheim Imperial Leather Shoes. Wore them. Did he get them at the discount store or not, Jennifer? What do you think?
Payless?
Yeah.
Maybe.
DSW? DSW, yeah, right, exactly. Anything related to Michael Jackson is extraordinary. To have something so incredibly historical as these shoes, famous moonwalk, this is really cool. So anyway, GWS Auctions, auction house, has estimated the shoes will bring $10,000.
Way more than that.
What are you going to do, wear them?
Well,
so what are you going to do with them?
Just people bought Prince's little purple shoes. Only like a child would wear those.
Catalog reads, these shoes are in wonderful condition for their age with evident signs of use down to the soles.
Sounds like you, Dougie. Wonderful condition for your age.
Ooh.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
How do you do? We're doing facts and opinion and the clarification, too. How about that? It's Doug Steffen with the DJB Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jen, what do you have that's trending?
Well, I have a little, I need some clarification on this trending story, and I'm hoping we can bring in our friend Kara here to answer some questions, because Apparently, in April, a trending story out today is Baltimore. They've had 29 killings in the past 3 weeks. This is kind of putting them on par almost with
Chicago.
Yeah. And the horror stories that are coming out of there. 12 days without a killing in February was a big deal for the city of Baltimore. There is some optimism around the new police commissioner because of this big time. They're hoping to see but those numbers that had gone down in February and March just spiked right back up again.
I'm going to take it from here, Kara, while we try to figure out where, which planet Jen's calling in from. What's the story behind the story?
Well, I'm actually surprised because I haven't heard anything about this, and I guess I've been a little disconnected from Baltimore City, but I know we talked earlier this year about how we went, you know, everyone was trying to get the 12 days without any killings, and I guess that went over well, but I think what's actually happening, and you know, some people doubt that this is a fact, but it just seems to be when it gets warmer outside. And a few weeks ago, we had the couple days that were 80 degrees over the weekend, and then this weekend it was beautiful. It just seems like when more people are outside, then, you know, there were parties and stuff, then more people seem to die when it's hot out, because everyone, Baltimore is very much known for its stoop sitting. And I think it just leads to, I don't know if that means that more people are out, staying out later,
drugs,
they're out drinking, there are more people out who can be victims, and I'm almost wondering if that's what's accounting for it. Which is sad, because when it's nice out, that's the last thing that you want to happen. Everyone wants to be out. Everyone wants to be out enjoying their time. And the last thing you want is for innocent people who are just out enjoying the weather to die of a senseless crime. So it's just, I just wish that Baltimore could get over stuff like this.
Yeah, because it's
sad, because I love the city and I think it's full of great people. And it's really sad that it's plagued by things like this.
Yep, sure is. Here's this sort of brings us back a little bit to the history of mankind, the history of the planet. We really are not, we're pretty recent additions to the family of beings that have lived on this planet over the past 4.5 to 5 billion years. I think that the first time I ever read something about this studying in college anthropology the suggestion was that mankind had only been here 300,000-400,000 years. Now there's something that's popped up because some paleontologist found a footprint that may go back, according to carbon dating, 3.6 million years. So what that really means, folks, is that we as beings started walking on our 2 feet about 3.7 million years ago. Beings who are sort of like us came from, whether you buy that or you don't buy it, this could be revisionist history on my part, because I think we came here from other planets. That is the human species that we are now. But there are those who say over the past 3.5 million years that the hairy ape that was supposedly our predescendant was, is that the right word? Predescendant. Now, according to this research, was thought to have walked for the first time on the twos 3.5 million years ago. So, it is. Does that change your day? Does that make your day better or worse or whatever? It's just kind of an interesting reality. When you think about how, this is what it does for me. It puts me into a place of being, what is it they call, the attitude of gratitude. Being here for whatever number of years we are here in this lifetime and all the experiences that we have and the things that we talk about here, the good stuff, the bad stuff, things that are, that intrigue people, that make our lives more interesting. Well, hearing stories like that just makes us think, oh, wow. You know, what was it like? And there's so many people on the planet now. We're talking about 3.5 million years ago. There probably were, maybe in the thousands of beings like that wandering around the planet. So it's just food for thought. Here's something else talking about species and that sort of thing. The long-nosed bat. How many people have these in there? I bet you don't even know if you have bats in your attic. Right? Bats in your belfry?
We definitely had bats growing up. We would see them at night, and we had a few that would end up in the attic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I always tend to think of bats as being in, we had very high, tall trees in our neighborhood, and so I always think of bats being up in big trees. But this long-nosed bat that you're talking about apparently was like in the desert.
I don't know. Now, all the bats I've had any experience with were up in the barn when I was a kid, scared the living hell out of me. The first time, oh, my God.
Because they want to buzz you, don't they? Don't they get close to you?
Well, they're trying to find you. They don't see. They use sonic. Basically, they're the first beings with radar.
Plus, they flap. Ooh, that flapping sound. Ooh.
Yeah, they're just dirty. So they're just the stuff that they leave behind is not really bat feces is pretty dangerous stuff. So, yeah, exactly.
But, well.
Come on with your Cheerios, folks.
Yeah, all right, but the long-nosed bat, hello, you didn't even tell the story.
Well,
there's a big deal with that.
It's been on the endangered species list.
Right.
And it has, now it's back in more prominence because of tequila. So you can explain the tequila connection. Apparently it likes its tequila. Bat.
Well, yeah. No, what happened is, first of all, this long-nosed bat is the first animal that has been taken off the endangered list, I think, since the 1970s. Fewer than 50 animals have been actually removed from the endangered list, so it's already kind of set a record on that one. But for 30 years, it's been threatened in the U.S. and Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, places like that, because people have, the tequila industry has just blown up, and they eat the agave plants. And so the blossoms on the agave plants are what these long-nosed bats eat. And so people have become obsessed with agave syrup, and, you know, that became a huge, quote-unquote, health kick. Yeah, it turns out it's not. But all these agave plants were just gone. And so that was the main source of its food, which is why it hit the endangered list. And it's only now that a bunch of conservation groups have gotten together with agave growers, and they've said, look, part of the plants have got to stay, you know, in the ground for the bats.
Okay. So this is the reason that I didn't give a damn about the story and you had to rescue me from it. When I look at anything like bats being taken off the endangered species list, like who gives a rat's butt whether bats are on the endangered species list
or
not?
Do you know how many poisonous spiders bats eat and how many mosquitoes and things that we don't want around? Bats are in charge. That's what they eat, too.
Really?
So bats definitely serve a purpose. None of us like them. We don't want to hang out with them. But they definitely, in the ecosystem, they're important.
Yeah, we don't want to hang out with the poison spiders either, so there's that.
Exactly. Yeah. Jen, didn't you get bitten by a poisonous spider recently?
Not recently, but I did get bitten by a spider, and I got cellulitis, the staph infection from it. Ugh.
Right. This is why you have to give a damn.
Didn't anyone read Stella Luna when they were kids? You guys don't have any nice feelings towards bats because of Stella Luna? Oh my God, it was such a cute children's book.
Who is Stella Luna?
It's a book about this little baby bat and how it gets lost, and then it finds its way back to its mom.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So where's the guy who sent... Wait a minute, just a second. The guy who sent the email or whatever it was, he sent to me yesterday, a Twitter post that I was irrelevant. Send one to Jennifer because she doesn't know anything about...
Do you know who Stella Luna is?
Stella Luna. Stella is star. Luna is moon. Stars and moon together equal Stella Luna.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about, though.
No, he doesn't.
No clue.
Seriously.
Welcome
this was
the
like,
irrelevant trade.
Wow.
And you're on it.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you're the conductor, so.
I'm the engineer.
I'll be honest, it doesn't sound like Victoria is too keen on this stuff.
No.
I know I never read it, but I know
we
of
all,
it. But
we all have our.
I'm not into bats. You know, I'm not into bats because the first time I ever saw a bat, I was really little, and we were in Ireland, and there are bats everywhere at night in Ireland, and they fly very low, and they come very close to people.
Scared
the crap out of me. So
right there, you go. So there, I was looking out for your best interest, and you didn't even know it, Victoria. 44 past the hour. Here's something else. I'm looking out for your best interests when it comes to providing you with the ideas of having a white smile. It's very important for you to feel good about you. And one of the things that happens to people who drink a lot of stuff like coffee and tea and wine and smoke and that kind of stuff. I don't know why you smoke, because not only does it make your teeth yellow, that you smell. So maybe we'll just apply this to people who are coffee, tea, and red wine drinkers. Get rid of the stuff that stains your teeth by using a product that is so easy. This is a tube, a little tube, Power Swabs comes in a small tube. You snap it, you swab your teeth, and you smile. And in 5 minutes, the coffee stains, the tea stains, the other stains. I have a tray full of them actually here. Not only do I have my whitener that I use that's in the tube, a little Q-tip on the end, and you just swab it on your teeth like that. That's all the time it takes, by the way. It's just this. I've got two little swabs, one for the top, one for the bottom. And then, and it tastes good, too. Tastes good, whitens up your teeth right away. And with the kit that you get, call 800-208-1797. Order your kit. Get 50% off when you mention DJV. Power Swabs also will send you a stain-out quick stick. This is good for those on the run. You see the product in the tube. You just use it. It's kind of, it reminds you probably of a felt-tip pen. And you put that on your teeth as well, and it whitens right up. If you're going into a special meeting or something, and you want to make sure that your teeth look their best, have this in your pocket. It's very, very handy. Power Swabs, clinically studied and proven to have the best and safest and fastest action, fastest acting whitening agent, lightening up the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. So, call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard the story here on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price. Whiten up those teeth. Make them beautiful and attractive. 800-208-1797.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever lost your keys or wallet? There's nothing worse than spending hours looking for lost items. If only there was a way to find them fast. Introducing Tile. Just attach Tile to important possessions and never lose them. Lost your keys? Not a problem, as Mike Farley from Tile explains.
Tile is a small device that you put on anything that you're likely to misplace. Anything from your keys to your wallet to your purse. Now, there's three easy steps that you follow to find your Tile after you've misplaced it. First is you can ring it. You can go ahead and ring the little speaker inside the Tile. The second step is you would see on a map the last place that the app saw your keys. Now, the third way is you can use the community find.
Check out thetileapp.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints. Calitrend. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitrend?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitrend that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitrend. 833-867-5677 or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off when you use the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara with Doug. So Victoria is following a hot story, breaking news. The Pope gave away some gelato yesterday. Why
yes.
is he giving away gelato, and where is he giving it away?
Well, it was for the feast day of St. George, which is the St. George is who Pope Francis is named after. And so they gave out 3,000 servings of gelato in Rome to the homeless. And they also gave out, the soup kitchens actually gave this out, and they gave out free showers and haircuts and laundry services. And this was sort of another Pope. Thing that he likes to do with sweets, because he gave Pope. Out Nutella for his 80th birthday.
Pope That's Francis fine. Got his name from George?
Yes, from St. George. His real name is, where is
but
it?
But the Pope's real name is George.
His real name is George Mario Bergoglio.
Thank you, George.
Thank
George
you, George.
Mario Bergoglio. That's a great, isn't that a wonderful name? What a great name. 10 before the hour.
Oh,
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
So the continuing conversation with our doctors, whether it be Ken Kronhaus or Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health, you can find podcast information, complete programs archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken and Jack are famous for solutions to problems, suggesting solutions, paying attention to detail of studies and info that is important. For example, if you're on your iron supplement. You remember the old commercials, Jack, for Geritol?
Oh, absolutely.
We all, well, those of us, probably Kara doesn't remember, and any of the rest of the DJB crew, but iron supplements, if you were, I think the ad started, do you have iron poor blood? Right? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
And so everybody was on Geritol. It turns out that could have been pretty questionable advice. You want to give us the story behind the story of iron supplements?
Well, you know, I talk a lot about this, and the point I try to make quite often is that regardless of how careful you are with your dietary selections, unless you're living on a farm in the woods somewhere with black humus for soil, you're not going to get all of the nutrition that you think you're getting. And so there are some things that need to be supplemented. Well, there are some supplements that are dangerous that you need to be very careful of, not the least of which, of course, are synthetic. But the iron supplements, a study just came out of Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden, pointing out two very common forms of iron supplementation. And that what they found is that when people use these, and these are the mineral forms, the ferric sulfate and ferric citrate, two forms that have no business going into your body. They're great to throw them in the soil where you have your vegetable garden so that your vegetables can convert those chemical iron chemicals into a food, whether it's in the tomatoes or it's in the spinach or it's in the chard or whatever else. However, and in the study they found out that these two, ferric sulfate, ferric citrate, will increase cancer biomarkers in the bloodstream.
Well, so you got to look at the, if I hear you correctly, you got to look at the label and anything that says ferric citrate or ferric EDTA, whatever that is.
Yes.
That are used. When you say dietary supplements, what kind of supplements are they used in? Vitamin, just general multi-purpose?
Oh, usually in iron. Usually, if you go into any health food store or a grocery store that has a supplement section, and you see something that says iron on it, and if it's the metallic form of the iron, like I said, throw it in your garden dirt.
That'll cause metal in your system causes Alzheimer's, amongst other things.
Well,
so
especially
what, but like when you see, because the symbol, the chemical symbol for iron is F, that for ferrous, ferric, and so when I look at, for example, Standard Process, the stuff that you and I take, it has cataplex F, which one would assume at the outset to be an iron supplement.
It's vitamin F.
Vitamin F.
Vitamin F was
what
heavily
is vitamin
promoted.
F versus ferric F?
Well, ferric F would be iron.
Yeah.
You know. But you usually don't see a supplement with a label of F on it. And you have iron eating bacteria in the gut. And if you're putting the wrong kind of iron into the system, it can lead to the results that this study showed. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, the only iron supplement we recommend is if it came from liver. It should say that on the label, which is why we recommend Ferro Food, because its iron source is coming from clean liver.
All right, so you can get iron from spinach and leafy green vegetables, lentils, legumes, beef, raisins.
Grass-fed beef. Because it
seafood,
changes the chemistry.
Brown rice. So normally, if we're eating these things and getting them into our body, not to worry. It's worrying taking the stuff that comes from iron, that's iron like in steel. You don't want the metal in your body.
Well, that's it. And the thing is, most supplements on the market today are all synthetic anyway. They're developed in laboratories, chemical laboratories.
Yep.
And some of them are nothing more than ground up rocks. Some of them are like the iron, the common iron thing out there, ferric sulfate, which is just a metal. And actually, there's other forms, other ways in which they can grow mass amounts of these chemicals, and then they dry them out and they stick them in a pill and they put them on the market because there's such little regulation in the supplement industry.
Very
little.
Right, so you have to be careful. You want to cleanse your body of all of this? Get Life Change Tea. GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it free to you. This will clean that stuff out of your body. Cleans all kinds of toxic pesticides, all that stuff. GetTheTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.